Are you a fan of democracy? Do you cheer for it? As Winston Churchill famously once said, democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others. But is democracy, as we know it, facing threats? And does it need a tinker here or there? Perhaps. Perhaps. Yeah, Luca Belgiorno Nettis certainly thinks so. He's the founder of the non-partisan research group called New Democracy, a fairly prominent Sydney businessman. Luca, good morning.
Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah, okay. Take us through the argument here. Some people are claiming that democracy as we know it, in not just here in Australia, but in Western democracies around the world, facing a lot of headwinds. What are the headwinds?
Well, I think the Trump election process has basically seen that there are some questions around how elections in particular being, how elections are supposed to be the cornerstone of democracy, and yet I think what we're finding is they tend to divide rather than bring people together. We have a view in deliberative democracy space that the real rationale of democracy is for social cohesion. It's not actually to figure out what's necessarily right or wrong. That obviously will come as a consequence of a civil dialogue, but let's try and get some common ground.
So where does this recent animosity, the clash that is so much a part of modern politics and the inability for bipartisan support on so many aspects, why has it worsened in recent times?
I think for a whole lot of reasons, the ideological divides have basically evaporated. There is little capacity to find common ground because, in fact, when you go through an election process, you actually exacerbate the divide because I have to say I'm better than you and vice versa. Yeah. And we start conflating candidates with issues. We're not actually debating any issues anymore. We're sort of going through a personality contest, theatrics, a sloganeering circus. So we're not helping us find some common ground on some of these complex issues.
Yeah, and the role of the media tends to be pointed at as a real problem in this too.
I think they're just a sort of an accomplice. They're not necessarily the main game. That's right. They're not the perpetrator because they're interested in theatre.
Of course, because that's what sells time and newspapers, and radio waves. Okay, what is interesting about this, I'm sure a lot of people would be nodding their heads going, there is something strange about the way, the trajectory that we're on when it comes to the democratic process compared to what it was just a few decades ago. What are some of the solutions that are being offered? Because one that you like to refer to comes out of this book, Against Elections, The Case for Democracy by David Van Reybrouck. And he's proposing an idea that some people might find a little fruity to begin with, let's face it.
Well, that's right. Deliberative Democrats it's the most interesting aspect of democratic reform over the last decades, pardon me, has been this question of how do you encourage this common ground. So what we say, democracy was originally conceived in terms of sortition. Political representation was actually the brilliant genius of the Greeks, the ancient Greeks, was to affect political representation by way of sortition, in other words, by way of a jury, by lot, by random recruitment. And so we say the greatest underused asset in politics today is the common sense of everyday people, but not when you ask them to vote, because that's more like opinion polling. People don't have the time to actually unravel complex issues. But when you give people the opportunity to sit together, like in a jury, and deliberate sensibly over a period of time, hear from all the various experts, they come up with reasonable decisions.
Okay, so the proposal is that instead of having politicians that you elect, you would nominate several hundred people, or
yes, randomly recruited. Well, depends on what numbers you have. Obviously, the criminal jury is made up of 12.
Yep.
But to make it sort of more representative, for example, now the Irish are going through a review of their abortion laws, which is enshrined in their constitution, just like marriage equality was, and they have delegated that decision process to 99 randomly recruited citizens who are now, as we are talking, deliberating on what they're going to do with their abortion.
Okay, but people will say, though, well, hang on a second, politicians are supposed to be highly trained. They're supposed to come with this this sense of duty, civic duty to the country that they represent or the electorate that they represent, and they're supposed to have a stronger understanding of the democratic lay of the land than the rest of us do. What's the average person on the street going to know about some of the complex decisions that need to be made in Parliament?
This was exactly the arguments that were put back in ancient Greece. And Aristotle was saying elections are oligarchic because they bring out the elites and they fight for each other, you know,
And of course, we've heard that word quite a bit in the last couple of weeks.
That's right. As competent public performers, you know, they're charismatic. And whereas he was saying the democracy is the rule of the commoners. Is not the rule of the people necessarily, it's the rule of the commoners. Give them the opportunity to deliberate together and they come up with sensible decisions. You know, we've conflated candidates with issues. We think that, yes, only elites have got the capacity to unravel these complex issues. We find in citizen juries that we're doing all around the world, that we in Australia with New Democracy are doing here in Australia, we've just done one on the nuclear fuel jury cycle in South Australia. 350 people came together and agreed not to proceed with a nuclear waste facility in South Australia after hearing from all the experts.
All right. Look, this is fascinating. I'm going to get you to stay here for a little while. We might take a few calls on this and see how people respond to it as an idea. But we are just taking a bit of traffic in a moment. Luca Belgiorno-Nettis is with you this morning. He's part of this non-partisan research group called New Democracy and throwing up a few ideas about how, well, the democracy could run in a place like Australia. I wonder what you think of his ideas this morning. 1300 222 702.
On 702 ABC Sydney, this is Robbie Buck. Breakfast.
Yeah, a few of the pubs that you used to love in years gone by that are no longer with us. Mick Morland's pub in Sanssouci had the best bar for Sunday sessions. You could drive your boat right up to the beach. There were bar jugs of drinks and great bands, now sadly gone and replaced with mansions. That's from Deb in Cronulla. Yeah, obviously you wouldn't drink too much before you got back in your boat. We know that. You'd be responsible, wouldn't you? 25 to 8. I'll take you to the Arias in just a moment, actually. I was lucky enough to be there last night and had a bit of a chat to the band that were inducted into the Aria Hall of Fame, the great Crowded House. They're going to be performing the first of their four concerts tonight out the front of the Opera House, and a little of that conversation with Neil Finn in just a moment. But we're talking about democracy this morning and about where it sits in 2016 and, well, a proposal that's around at the moment to radically shift it in one way, but to take it back to its roots, to the way that the ancient Greeks used to run democracy. Luca Belgiorno-Nettis is the founder of the non-partisan research group called New Democracy. What's your interest in it, Luca? I mean, here you are. You're somebody who's come from the business world, the arts world. You certainly you don't really need to work so much anymore if you didn't want to. I'm not saying that you wouldn't. But you know, why this this drive for you?
Well, I was involved in the infrastructure business in Australia and overseas, and I could find on occasions that a number of good infrastructure projects or projects that I considered to be good were being compromised by political expediency, either because, you know, you shouldn't put a new road into this electorate because it was not going to help that particular political party in power. So I got interested in that sort of way. I just thought, I think there could be a better way to do democracy. Mm. And in that process, I came across this whole deliberative Democrat space, which really excited me because I really do think we could do a whole lot better. And in fact, you know, the very word democracy has been appropriated by, the founding fathers of America. But actually, they never really wanted to do democracy. They refused to use the word democracy in the first Congress in the US because that referred to the Greek model. They took on the Roman model.
Okay, so if you've just joined us, one of the models that is being thrown around at the moment is to return to the ancient Greek system where instead of professional politicians, like a jury, you would just randomly appoint people from across the nation to represent their communities, and they would, well, so they'd be given advisors, would they, to talk through the difficult, like
the jury today, they hear from various sides of the argument, the criminal jury, and as I say, these citizen juries that are being done around the world, as I've mentioned, the one in Ireland now on the abortion law, they get to sit together and they hear from all the various views on the subject, the so-called sector professionals, let's call them that way.
Okay.
But the difference here, because most people think, oh, let's put the elites in the centre of the room. No, we say put everyday people. That's the most underused asset in politics today.
All right. Andrew has called in. You're the principal of Dapto High School, are you, Andrew?
I am, sir, and I'm very interested in these proposals, but as a community, we've never really put enough energy into helping young people engage. Dapto High School has this nurturing democracy program where the SRC elections and so on approximate our current electoral laws. The principal gets one vote. But one of the things we do is we have a forum, so the Fosley Forum or the Whitlam Forum, state and federal elections, and all the candidates come, they are in the hall, spread across the stage according to their political allegiance, left to right. They all get to make a short statement, ask each other a respectful question, and then the kids can interrogate them. And so we're trying to make it real for all our students.
Now, Luca, you're gesturing in the background there.
Oh, I can't help but think I'm so I really admire your intentions, sir, but it is totally exactly what we are doing today. It's totally wrong. We are conflating candidates with issues. We're putting up this theatre that basically divides the community. Yes, we think, oh, that'll be it's a robust process to bring out the best and the brightest, but we actually are not creating common ground.
But isn't Andrew doing the right thing in that you are at least trying to engender a passion for the democratic process
But that process, as I say, has been corrupted.
Right.
For 2,500 years, democracy has existed.
But
for the first 2,200 years, it was known as sortition, random recruitment of the political representation.
Well, I think a great philosopher once said,
With respect, our experience is the other.
Yeah.
The current experience is the other. And just look where it's taken us, Mr. Trump.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for your call this morning. Sunil is in Castle Hill. Morning, Sunil.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, you have problems with this system.
I wouldn't say complete problems, because I do believe that we need an alternative to the current way. I think the current way is, in a sense, almost shocking. I've got a couple of problems with the sortition as such. The first one being the fact that it's random, meaning you still get a random result. The second thing is the people who are there are unaccountable. There's no accountability for them. And the third is I just feel that we've got such large communities of specialists in modern society, and yet we don't seem to be tapping into there. We try to educate the general public into understanding complex issues.
Okay, Luca is gesturing wildly as well on the back of these comments. Are they fair points? I mean, the fact that
random is one of those unfortunate words, because it has this sort of double meaning about, oh, it's just wild and crazy.
Well, it can be.
The beauty about random is it brings a complete mini public to the table, a representation.
But we have seen in juries where that has gone the wrong way.
But most of the judiciary would argue that the jury is a very solid element of their process.
Right.
So really, the jury is not up for question here as a process. When Mr. Keneal talks about no accountability, hello, the jury is not accountable either. Does anyone worry about that? They're accountable to themselves, and that's the strength of the jury.
Yeah.
And then when you talk about no specialists, hey, we've got specialists all over the place here talking about, how we should do negative gearing, superannuation and health reform. Are we getting any agreement here? We want to put the people in the middle of the room. Let all the specialists come to bring their views, but let everyday people who represent everyone out there to actually deliberate on the subject, and they come up with surprising. This is the thing. If people actually see these experiences are happening now, as in Ireland when they did the Constitutional Convention that agreed to do the marriage equality referendum, that Constitutional Convention was made up 2/3 of everyday citizens?
Luca, it certainly raises some interesting questions. If we get the answers, well, that's another thing entirely. Luca Belgiorno-Nettis, who is the founder of the non-partisan research group called New Democracy, the book that some of these ideas are drawn from as well is Against Elections, The Case for Democracy by David Van Reybrouck, if you're interested in that as well. But yeah, obviously anything that brings up the discussion and the topic is a good thing indeed. Luca, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Robbie.